Well, hi everyone. Welcome back to the Training English Podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. Today we have a really exciting episode. We're going to explore the past simple versus past continuous. It's a key grammar point that will help us to tell stories about the past.
And to make it really fun, we are talking about something that got a lot of attention this summer. Chaotic night at a music festival.
Yes, Johnny. So we're going to share some crazy stories, and by the end of the episode, you'll know how to use the past simple and the past continuous like a native speaker.
So let's get started, Matthew, with our first dialogue. Well, as usual, Matthew, we are in a coffee shop. but this time it's after a wild music festival.
Oh man! You know, I don't
see us, Matthew.
I don't see us there, Johnny. Those days.
Okay. Wild music festival.
A wild classical music festival. Oh, okay.
Let's play the role.
Wow, Johnny, I still can't believe what happened last night.
I know, right? I was dancing in front of the main stage when suddenly the lights went out.
Yeah, and I was queuing for a drink when someone spilled a whole bottle of water on me.
That was crazy. While I was trying to find you, the DJ started to surprise set.
And everyone was running around like mad. I was shouting your name, but you were lost in the crowd.
Yeah, then I was jumping to catch the confetti. I accidentally stepped on someone's backpack.
Oh, no. You know, I was laughing so hard when I saw that. Meanwhile, the security were trying to calm everyone down.
Ah, and did you see the guy who was trying to climb the stage? I was watching him and thought, he's going to fall.
And he did. And while he was falling, a photographer was taking pictures. Classic festival chaos.
Honestly, I've never experienced something like that before.
Same here. And you know, while I was leaving, I heard people screaming because a fire alarm went off. It was total madness.
Yeah, definitely one of the most chaotic nights ever. But amazing, Matthew.
Wow, Johnny, there you go. Huh? Well, let's get into the grammar of our little adventure. We're going to dive into the past simple and the past continuous.
Very good. That's right. And these two tenses often confuse learners. A veces un poquito complicado para algunos de nuestros estudiantes, ¿no? Because they are very useful to describe actions in the past, especially when one action interrupts another one, ¿no? So, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's what happens, ¿no? With this too. So let us start with the past continuous. When do we use the past continuous? Well, you can see this in the screen, ¿no? We use the past continuous to describe an action that was happening at a specific moment in the past. So the structure, we use was or were and the verb with ing. So I was dancing, they were listening to music. So this thing's a little bit is what we learn, right?
Yeah, exactly, though. So we can think of it as a snapshot of a longer action, something that was in progress but not completed. Maybe from the dialogue, I remember an example that I think you said, Johnny, I was dancing when the lights went out. So I was dancing. Or while I was queuing, someone spilled water on me.
Very good. Excellent. So notice that in both sentences, the past continues, sets the scene. So it's the background for what happened.
Exactly. That's right. And that brings us to the past simple. And yeah, we've got a slide there on the screen. It's the action that interrupts. So past simple, we use it for finished actions in the past. And often it can be used to describe an action that interrupts the ongoing action. And you can see on the slide there, the structure is the verb in past form. So an example, And I think you said this one in the dialogue, Johnny, I stepped on a backpack. I stepped on the backpack, regular verb with ED. Or another example with an irregular verb, the lights went out.
Good. So combining both, past continuous for the action in progress, plus past simple for the interrupt in action. So examples, no? We said this during the conversation, the dialogue. I was dancing when the lights went out. I was dancing when, so good. And that was the action in progress. And now the interruption, no, the lights went out. So with the past simple. Or while I was queuing, that's the long action or the action in progress, someone spilled water on me. So that's the interrupting action.
Very good. So it's really simple. And with a bit of practice, you'll be able to do it. In fact, speaking of practice, let's do some now, Johnny. So can we fill in the blanks on these sentences? Here we go. While I, and the verb we want to use is jump. So while I, to catch the confetti, I step, is the verb, on a backpack.
All right, that's interesting. Do you want me just to give you the answer?
Yeah, please, Johnny, go for it.
All right. So then you said, while I jump to catch the confetti. So that's the action in progress, right? So then while I was jumping, and now the interruption, it's I step on a backpack. No, so that one is in past simple. I stepped on the backpack. So the total sentence would be, while I was jumping to catch the confetti, I stepped on a backpack.
Very good.
Let me do the next one, and you give the answer. So then, I, and the verb would be watch, the DJ, when suddenly a fire alarm, and the verb would be go off.
Ooh, okay. This one's a little bit tricky because you've got an irregular verb in here as well, John, I think. So the long action from the verb watch, I was watching the DJ, when suddenly a fire alarm, here's the interruption, our verb is go, and the past of go went. So a fire alarm went off. Our complete sentence, I was watching the DJ when suddenly a fire alarm went off.
Excellent. So this here's the tip for you. So always think long action, short action. Okay, this is going to be very helpful. The long action uses ing. The short action uses past simple.
That's a really useful tip. I like that. Long action, short action. Great. Let's talk about some common mistakes that learners often make. And the first one is using past simple for everything. Okay.
That's a reality, Matthew.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. It's when we're first starting to remember the structures and the verbs, it can be difficult, but we need to be careful. For example, I danced when the lights went out. No. Correct. I was dancing. Remember, our long action, we always need the verb to be with ing. Okay. Do you want to do the second one, Johnny?
Yeah. So another common mistake is mixing past continuous with time expressions. Oh, yeah. So, for example, I was dancing yesterday. All right. Fine, poor you, no? All day dancing. No? I was dancing. So then of course, you need to be a little bit more specific, no, with the time expression. So I was dancing at 9 p.m. yesterday, for example. So you need just to be a little bit more concise.
Yeah, very good. And the final one is forgetting the interruption. So we talked about this when something, the short action interrupts the long one. I was dancing when the lights were going out. No, I was dancing when the lights went out. So the interrupting action is always past simple. Our short action always in the past simple.
Very good, excellent. So, well, this is a B1, so we can explain a little bit to our friends in Spanish, ¿no? Así que, recuerda, usa el past continuous para describir la acción en progreso y el past simple para la acción que interrumpe. Esta es un poquito la idea. Así que, bueno, si quieres contarnos algo divertido, pues intenta contarnos, por ejemplo, tu último evento, ¿no? O fiesta usando este truco para combinar las dos formas, ¿no? Yo estaba haciendo esto cuando esto pasó. So that's a little bit the idea. So let us now just start with a question for the audience. Now it's your turn. So think about the last festival or concert, party you went to.
How would you say in English the phrase that we've got here upon the screen? Estaba bailando en una fiesta cuando mi amigo me derramó jugo encima.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Aquí damos jugo un poco en general, ¿no? Para todo el mundo latinoamericano, ¿no? Ok, me derramó zumo encima también. Perfecto, ¿eh? Sí, ¿eh? Pero entendemos la idea, ¿no? Ya, ya, muy bien. Pero no te veo, Matthew, ¿eh? No te veo bailando en una fiesta toda la noche.
Bueno, yo creo que 10 minutos máximo ahora, Johnny, ¿eh? Y después ya...
All right, ok. Bueno, oye, si estás disfrutando de este episodio, pues acuérdate, ¿eh? Tienes que visitar nuestra página www.trainland.com. Tenemos un campus fantástico, tenemos unos profesores geniales, vas a disfrutar con las clases. Además, tenemos cursos pues, desde un precio muy, muy asequible y tenemos la opción de que puedas hacer un mes de clases, ¿eh? Así que, oye, puedes probar durante un mes las clases, ningún tipo de compromiso, pero estamos seguros de que te van a encantar y que querrás continuar estudiando con nosotros, ¿eh? Pero sí, así que disfruta, ¿eh? de estudiar con nosotros y visita Trainland para que puedas visitar nuestro campus. Bueno, Matthew, vamos entonces al Cultural Dialogue.
Ah, ok. We're back in the cafe, I think, Johnny.
Sí. Hablando de tendencias musicales, ¿no? Pero vamos a hablar un poco de algo que está, bueno, pues, the rise, ¿no? The rise of AI, ¿no? La IA, ¿eh? En español cambiamos la posición, ¿no? La IA, inteligencia artificial, artificial intelligence, ¿no? In music creation. So let's discuss this, Matthew.
Okay, well, Johnny, have you noticed that AI-generated songs are now topping the charts? This year, I think already, several number one hits were completely produced or co-created with AI.
Really? I heard that too. Some artists are now collaborating with the AI to write lyrics and compose melodies. For example, while the DJ was producing the beat, the AI was creating the lyrics. That's amazing.
Exactly. And it's not just small artists. Big names in pop and electronic music are also experimenting with AI. They can generate hundreds of song ideas in minutes, and then all they have to do is choose the best ones.
Oh, that's a huge change. In the past, writing a song could take weeks or months. Now, AI accelerates the creative process. But I wonder, Matthew, does it still feel human? You know, the, I don't know, ese toque humano, ¿no?
Yeah, buena pregunta, Johnny. Well, some critics say that AI music lacks emotion. But, you know, it was interesting to see the studies say that many listeners can't always tell the difference between a human-created song or an AI-generated one. And AI can even analyze trends and suggest chord progressions that are more likely to be hits.
Well, I read that streaming platforms are also using AI. They analyze your listening habits and suggest songs based on mood, genre, or even the time of the day. That's why my Spotify playlist always feels perfect for me, just an hour, and I understand many things.
It all makes sense. Oh. So AI is changing both the creation and also the way we distribute music. And it's true that some traditionalists are worried. It seems that the younger audience are embracing it. They see it as a new tool for creativity rather than being a threat.
Oh, it's fascinating, Matthew. Even classical musicians are experimenting. Some orchestras are combining live performance with AI-generated harmonies. Well, it's like a collaboration, humans plus algorithms.
So, Johnny, it looks like this trend will probably grow. AI won't replace musicians, but it definitely will help them to explore new ideas and do it faster. It's an exciting cultural shift in 2025. Technology meets creativity in a way we've never seen before.
It's amazing. Yeah? So this is a feature, Matthew. Well, that's what we hear in this screens as well. No? Good. So let us go to the answer, no, to the question in section six.
Yes. Yeah. How would you say in English, estaba bailando en una fiesta cuando mi amigo me derramó jugo encima?
Okay, bueno, me encanta esto de derramo jugo encima. nuestros escuchantes de por ahí de Latinoamérica estarán disfrutando, ¿no? Muy bien. Oye, pues podríamos decir algo como esto, ¿no? I was dancing at a party when my friend spilled juice on me. Aquí tenemos a perfect use of past continuous and past simple.
Very good. And we've had more examples during the pod today. One was while I was watching the concert, the lights went out.
That's well. Remember, it's all about showing which action was in progress, past continuous, and which one interrupted. Past simple. Acuérdate, la frase lo corto y lo largo, ¿no? La acción larga y la acción corta.
Exactly, that's it. Well, listen, guys, keep practicing because this way it will make your storytelling, or if you also want to tell a joke, it will make it much more fun and dynamic.
So now it's your turn again.
Yes, you're right. So can you describe your last day using past simple and past continuous? Yeah. Maybe what you did yesterday. Try to make it funny or unexpected.
Good. So, for example, you can use a sentence using watch, the present simple, and the present continuous, as you see here. So, si nos quieres dejar algún comentario, pues nada, disfruta. Bueno, Matthew, ¿qué vamos a aprender en el próximo episodio?
Johnny, well, in the next episode, we're leaving the past and we're going back to the future. Oh, future tenses. How to talk about plans, predictions, and spontaneous decisions.
Wow, don't miss it. And remember, you can practice all the grammar we have taught today with the private class or in our online campus.
Yeah, so make sure you visit trainlang.com. I have it there, www.trainlang.com. Book your class, keep improving your English. You know, Johnny, September is a great time to start learning a language.
It is. Es un buen mes para ponerse metas, de aprender un idioma como el inglés. Y recuerda, con TrainLang tienes clases fáciles, con profes que te van a ayudar muchísimo a progresar con el idioma. Así que, ya, no te lo pienses. Pide una clase con nosotros. So that's all for today. Yeah, Matthew. So, yeah, like, subscribe and leave a comment with your stories.
Johnny, thanks very much. See you in the next episode. And keep learning and having fun with your English.
That's right. Bye-bye, amigos.
Bye.